Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
Prof, a new biomimetic microfluidic platform has been developed to select healthier sperm for IVF, showing sperm improved sperm quality metrics compared to traditional methods. Do you have any comments on this?
Well, I think I just did. It's the UTS work. And I think it's very promising, but how much, it's yet to prove whether it actually makes a difference.
Are there any tests a 40-year-old woman should undergo to assess her fertility potential, and what are the chances of conceiving naturally at that age?
Okay. Yes, yeah, so you're a 40-year-old woman, you've finally found Mr. Right, or decided to have a baby anyway, and you want to check out whether how you're going. If you went along to a GP, he'd probably say go away. That's quite true. He would hopefully take a good history. But if you've got regular cycles, mostly he might organise a sperm test for your partner and send you away for the next 6 months to keep trying. Is that enough? The problem is at 40, things are starting to happen. You're on a downhill trend in terms of egg quality. I would certainly, if I saw a 40-year-old now planning to have a baby, I would be doing an AMH level, which is checks ovarian reserve. As you get older, the ovarian reserve declines. And if you needed to move to IVF, that's a vital piece of information that we'd need to know. I would be checking that you ovulate. If you've got a regular cycle, i.e. 28 to 30 days every month, it's highly likely, like 98%, likely that you're ovulating on a regular basis, making an egg on a regular basis. Checking his sperm, as I've mentioned already, would be another investigation. And assuming that's normal, which it will be in probably 85% of men who first cab off the rank testing, having not been in, assuming all of those are normal, I would be comfortable to say get on and start trying. Probably within 3 months at the age of 40, I'd be also checking that fallopian tubes are open, just to be sure. What's called a high Kosey and ultrasound test. And if you're really paranoid, you might get that done sooner rather than later. Having shown that you're all normal, which will be the case in probably more than 80% of you, we will, in that next 6 months, there's probably about a 30% chance of being pregnant. In 12 months, it's more likely to be around about 60%. Let's compare that with a 30-year-old, where those numbers in 6 months would be more like 50 to 60%, and 9 months, 90%. So that's the impact of age. An IVF cycle on a 40-year-old, on average, producing on their first transfer of an embryo, produces probably a 25% chance of a pregnancy. IVF cycle is equates getting close to a 6 months of trying it on your own. But I still wouldn't rush into IVF at that point. But by 6 months, I'd be thinking about whether we should be moving on to IVF because time is running away.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website www.theivfjourney.com and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.